People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.
With the gods as our witnesses, let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face! Ah!
I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
My style is impetuous, my defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart, I want to eat your children. I'm the best ever.
You're serious? You're serious?
My style is impetuous, my defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart, I want to eat your children.
You don't ever give me a face shake, you know that?
Greetings, Fife fans, here another episode of In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon, your 30-minute or less fight recap of last week's comings and goings in the boxing world here on the Leave It in the Reek network of David Dueñas. This is episode number 18, and we're going to go over what went down this last week with all the news, your fight results, and your upcoming schedule. Real quick, I'm the international editor, one of the international editors of FightNews.com, co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on YouTube. You can find us on our Boxeo Tijuana channel. Just search for Boxeo Tijuana. We do all your boxing recap as well in Spanish. And then also every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, I'm a co-host of the 2-Minute Round with Mr. David Avila and former fighter Elena Baby Doll Reed, as well as also making some cameos on our flagship show every other Wednesday on the Leave It in the Ring, our flagship show with David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya. But today we are here in the Squared Circle, so let's get started with what we call our new section, our hooks and jabs. Well, the story of the week has been that Saúl El Canelo Álvarez, former WBC middleweight champion, has vacated the title. Golden Boy Promotions, his promoter, Oscar De La Hoya, put out a press release in the late afternoon, early evening of last Wednesday. And we're going to go over it line by line here to figure out what's going on in the life and career of Mr. Saúl El Canelo Álvarez. And they said, obviously, we all know that they were in negotiations with K2 Promotions and Mr. Tom Loeffler, who heads that promotion, a company who promote Gennady Golovkin, trying to put a fight together for September between, at that time, the interim WBC middleweight champion, Gennady Golovkin, who now has been raised to your full-fledged WBC middleweight champion, and then at that point, Canelo Alvarez, who was the middleweight champion. But this is what they said. After much consideration today, which was last Wednesday, I instructed my team at Golden Boy Promotions to continue negotiating a fight with Gennady Triple G Golovkin and to finalize the deal as quickly as possible. That, my friends, may or may not be true, but the next line says, I also informed the WBC that I will vacate its title. This was after the fact that after the Amir Khan fight, after he knocked out Amir Khan on May 7th, Mr. Saúl El Canelo Álvarez said that, you know, that the belts were not important and that they could be put aside for this fight and that they would fight for the honor and the glory of it. But then at the post-fight press conference, he did mention that he was ready to face Gennady Golovkin for the 160-pound title. And at 160 pounds, that's what he said at the post-fight press conference after knocking out Amir Khan. Now in this release, he is saying that he would release the title. For the entirety of my career, I have been taking the fights that no one wanted because I fear no man. Never has that been more true than today. I will fight Triple G and I will beat Triple G, but will not be forced into the ring by artificial deadlines. And this is where I take some umbrage at what he's saying, because this artificial deadline, it isn't an artificial deadline. He knew about this deadline. He knew since December, since November, when he was when he beat Miguel Cotto and won the title, that the WBC had mandated that he would have to face Gennady Golovkin after they each had a voluntary defense. Triple G had it on April 23rd, I believe, against Dominic Wade, stopping him in two, defending all his titles, even though Dominic Wade was only the mandatory for the IBF. And then Mr. Canelo Alvarez had it this past May 7th, where he knocked out Amir Khan, defending the WBC middleweight title. So this quote-unquote artificial deadlines, I don't know where he is getting or why that language is being used, because it's not artificial. It was mandated by the sanctioning body that makes him a champion, which is the WBC. And this was told to him and his team since last November when he beat Miguel Cotto. So this artificial deadline is, you know, this verbiage or this language that he's using here, it doesn't go with it. I am hopeful that by putting aside this ticking clock, the two teams can now negotiate this fight, and Triple G and I can get in the ring as soon as possible and give the fans the fight they want to see. The ticking clock was 10 days. You know, I think that if you are a business and you knew that you were going to beat Amir Khan, there was no doubt that you weren't going to beat Amir Khan, I think you and your team sit down, or at least your team sits down, and they put something on paper. They write down the points that they want to discuss before getting to the negotiating table, which would have started on that Monday, which was the 7th, the 8th, and 9th. And Oscar De La Hoya at the post-fight press conference said that he would call Tom Loeffler. So at least you get a head start, because you only have 10 days to negotiate, you know. And that would be tomorrow, the 24th, when it would be the limit. But obviously we're not going to get it. So this ticking time bomb, this ticking clock, and this artificial deadlines, I think it's just an excuse for them not to be forced to face Triple G in September, and also not to take the split if it would have gone to purse bid, which they felt was not favorable to Saúl El Canelo Álvarez. Now, Oscar De La Hoya in the same release stated the next statement. There is no denying that Canelo is the biggest star in the sport of boxing. He is eager to get in the ring with Triple G to show the world that he is also the best pound-for-pound fighter in the sport, but we won't negotiate under a forced deadline. Again, with this forced deadline, they knew it was coming. They knew it was going to be there. They knew they had to negotiate. They're going to have a period of time that they needed to negotiate before the purse bid. They knew it was happening. So I don't know why they're using it, and they're using this language that it was forced when they knew it was going to happen. Nobody put a gun to their head. The sanctioning bodies always have purse bids, and they've always had a time limit on them. Now that the WBC title is off the table, I am hopeful that Triple G and his promoter K2 will come to the table in good faith and get this deal done. And that was the official statement from Golden Boy Promotions and Saúl Canelo Álvarez regarding their release or their decision to vacate the WBC title. Now, in more Canelo news, today, Monday, the 23rd, when we record the In the Squared Circle, the long-awaited trial for the lawsuit filed by promoter Tutu Zavala Jr. and All-Star Boxing against Canelo Alvarez and Golden Boy Promotions was started at 10 a.m. at the Miami-Dade County Courthouse before the Honorable Judge Migna Sanchez Llorens. Zavala is seeking millions in damages, saying that Golden Boy signed Canelo while he was still under promotional contract with All-Star Boxing. Now, as far as I know, which hasn't been, you know, there's not a lot of stuff that's been released regarding this court case, because obviously it's in the middle of it and you can't release too much because you don't want the other side to get an upper hand. But I don't think that Golden Boy is denying the fact that they signed Canelo Alvarez while he was still under the contract of All-Star boxing and Tuto Zavala? I don't think that is the question. The question here are, what are the damage? Why am I saying this? Because I know and have spoken to Tuto Zavala some time ago in person, and I asked him regarding this, and he mentioned to me that Golden Boy Promotions had offered him to settle out of court, but it wasn't enough money. I think they were offering between $250,000 and $300,000, which obviously is not enough to compensate for the last 6 years of Canelo's career. You know, Canelo has risen to stardom, and he is quite arguably the biggest star in the sport of boxing. There's no argument in that now that Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao are out of the picture for the time being. So Saul Canelo Alvarez is the biggest star in the sport. Tuto Zavala and All-Star Boxing feel that they deserve a piece of that, and for it not to be, you know, as little as $300,000. So they're asking for a lot more. And one thing that I read also today is that they're asking for, actually, this I'm pretty sure they're not going to be able to get, but they're asking for Canelo Alvarez to go back and finish his contract with All-Star Boxing. Basically, for All-Star Boxing and Tuto Zavala to take over from Golden Boy the career of Saul Canelo Alvarez, which is something that I truly believe is not going to happen. Earlier this week in Beijing, China, the IBF, today on Monday the 23rd, the IBF 33rd annual convention began quietly with the close board of directors meeting discussing legal and other matters. Obviously, the more juicier parts of the convention are going to be held later on this week, with the most juiciest, in my opinion, being the ratings, the rating committee and their session, where each promoter or the representative can lobby for their fighters to be ranked higher in the IBF standings. It happens at every convention for every sanctioning body, and I think for myself, it's the best part of the convention. Obviously, they're going to have seminars, referee, judges, and obviously some fun out there in China. But to me, that's the best part. Let's see if who gets stepped up, who becomes mandatories, who gets to challenge for a title next. Also, in other legal news, Jermaine Taylor avoids prison time despite being charged of 3 felonies. He is charged with firing guns, shooting and wounding his cousin with a BB gun or a pellet gun, and punching a fellow patient while being at a rehab center. Taylor received a 19-year suspended sentence, and Taylor won't have to go to prison as long as he stays out of trouble. As far as I understand, these suspended sentences, that for some time, if you get in trouble again, you go right into jail and you start serving that sentence. So Taylor better keep his nose clean, because, you know, if he does a little bit of a mistake and he ends up getting in trouble, he's going to be looking at a 19-year stretch. So hopefully Jermaine Taylor, former undisputed middleweight champion, learns this lesson and stays out of trouble. And lastly, HBO committed to broadcasting the July 9th rematch between heavyweight champ Tyson Fury versus Vladimir Klitschko from Europe. I believe it's going to be in somewhere in England. Plus, 2 nights later, on July 11th, they're going to be offering live coverage of the Sergey Kovalev versus Isaac Chilemba fight from Russia. So Jim Lampley and Max Kellerman and quite possibly Roy Jones Jr., they're going to have to pack their bags and make their way to Europe, because they're going to be spending some time in the old country, which is a good showing. You know, obviously they're in the Vladimir Klitschko business, because they did sign an exclusive contract with Klitschko to show his fights out here in the United States through HBO. And obviously they're in the Sergey Kovalev business, and they want to, keep the flame going, showing this fight against Isaac Chilemba, which is kind of like a tune-up fight before he takes on Andre Ward in the fall. So obviously they want to show it. Something nice about it is not going to be deferred. It's not going to be tape delayed. It's going to be live, and then you're actually going to have the whole production crew out there in Russia and in I believe it's going to be in England somewhere. So they're going to have 2 days to make it from England to Moscow. Well, not Moscow. It's going to be somewhere in Russia, but it won't be Moscow, where Sergey Kovalev will be taking Isaac Chilemba on July 11th, which is a Monday. So it's not the first time that HBO broadcasts during the week, but It's a first time in a long time. And with that said, we reached the end of Hooks and Jab, and now we're going to go to our very extensive fight result section. Alrighty, starting on Friday, May 20th from Casino del Sol in Tucson, Arizona, on the CBS Sports Network, Roy Jones Jr., which is quickly becoming one of the most busiest promoters out there, presented Emmanuel Robles from San Diego, stopping Gerardo Pipino Cuevas Jr. in a scheduled welterweight 8 in the fourth round. Emmanuel Robles is from right here, right across the border in San Diego, California, and the Square Circle is recorded in Tijuana, Baja California, Mexico. And the nephew of the great Michael Manitas de Piedra Carbajal, Keenan Carbajal, stopped in the second round Lorenzo Trejo in a scheduled featherweight 8. In the main event of this fight was supposed to be another Tijuana fighter, actually, Hansel Martinez, but he suffered a car accident the day before he was supposed to drive to Tucson to face Prosper Anka, an African, in the main event at the super bantamweight division. But he suffered that car accident, so Emmanuel Robles from San Diego, undefeated super lightweight, got promoted to the main event. From the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, on Estrella TV and presented by Golden Boy Promotions, Eddie Gomez got a unanimous decision over John Carl Sosa in a welterweight 10. Scores were 98-92 and 96-94 two times. While in the semi-main event, Fidel Maldonado Jr. got a split draw in 10 rounds at lightweight with Art Hovhannisyan, Armenian. Hovhannisyan was down in the 8th, while Maldonado was deducted a point for a low blow in the 9th. Scores there were 96-92 for Hovhannisyan, 95-93 for Maldonado, and an even 94-94. And in one of the best fights of the weekend from the Palais de Sports, Sports Port de Versailles, or so the Sports Palace in Versailles, in Paris, France, Cuban Junierco Dorticos remained undefeated and scored yet another knockout in the 10th round of a scheduled 12 by stopping Yuri Cayembre Calenga at cruiserweight for the interim WBA title. I believe this was going to be for the vacant WBA title, but then there were some shenanigans, obviously, from the WBA, which is not too surprising, and now it got demoted to the interim WBA cruiserweight title. Because on Saturday, May 21st, Beboot Shunamov, in an untelevised fight from the Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, Nevada, won the vacant WBA cruiserweight title with his own 10th round TKO in a scheduled 12 over junior Anthony Wright. That was on the same card as that big triple hitter from the Cosmopolitan on Showtime and presented by Mayweather Promotions, where we saw Eddie Landis Lara take a unanimous decision over Vanes Maritorozian to defend his IBO and WBA super welterweight titles. Scores there were 116-111 two times and 115-112. We saw Jermell Charlo struggle a little bit, but still take a unanimous decision to defend his IBF super welterweight title with scores of 116-112 two times and 115-113. Very close fight. And Jermell Charlo, the brother or Jermall, came back from behind. He was losing on all the cards, and he stopped John Jackson in the 8th round of Scheduled 12 to capture the vacant WBC super welterweight title. And with that, the Charlo brothers become the first set of twins to hold titles in the same division at the same time. So that is a bit of history that we are witnessing there. The same night, Saturday, May 21st, from the Vodafone Event Center in Manukau City, New Zealand, heavyweight Joseph Parker went the 12-round distance with Carlos Takam at heavyweight, like I mentioned. Scores were 116-112 two times and 115-113 for Joseph Parker. Here's the guy that was being tweeted at the same time and being stated as good as Anthony Joshua, but I think he has a little bit to go. He needs a little bit more defense. He needs to work on his defense a little bit, but he is proving to be a pretty good fighter, pretty mobile, pretty quick. He's not a big heavyweight. He's on the lower end of the heavyweight division as far as weight, but I think he will be a great challenger for Anthony Joshua sometime in the future, maybe early next year. Same day, May 21st, from the Kandika Ice Palace in Moscow, Russia, Denis Lebedev stopped Victor Emilio Ramirez for the IBF and WBA super cruiserweight title with the TKO, pretty much just dominated the whole fight. So let me put this straight so you guys can get the whole picture. Dennis Lebedev is the WBA super cruiserweight title. Bebut Shunumov is the regular WBA cruiserweight champion. And then Junior Dorticos, the Cuban, is the interim WBA title. So three titles in the same division at cruiserweight. Three different champs. Dennis Lebedev, the super champion. Bebut Shunumov, the regular champion. And then now Junior Dorticos, the interim WBA cruiserweight champion. So there you go. And from the O2 Arena in London, England, Hay Promotions presented its namesake, David Hay, at heavyweight, stopping Arnold Grigajav at heavyweight in the second round, while Shannon Briggs stopped Emilio Ezequiel Zarate, a late sub, also at heavyweight, in the first round. 44-year-old Briggs wins his shot at David Hay. David Hay said that if he would fight on his card and win, that he would face him next. So we'll see when that happens. We're going to think in the summer. No doubt David Hay looking for a showdown with either Tyson Fury or Anthony Joshua. So he's going to try to stay busy with Shannon Briggs. From the downtown Las Vegas Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, CBS Sports Network again and Roy Jones Jr. again promotions brought us an upset where Andrew Hernandez stopped the highly ranked Arif and previously undefeated Arif Magomedov at middleweight. Scores were 189 two times and 98-91. With the win, Andrew Hernandez takes the vacant WBC USMBC middleweight title, while John Vera stopped Joey Relas in the sixth round of Schedule 8 at super welterweight for the vacant WBA, NABA, USA super welterweight title. And lastly, from the Laredo Energy Arena in Laredo, Texas, on Unimas and presented by Top Rank, Raimundo Beltran stopped Ivan Najera in the second round of a Schedule 8 at lightweight. That brings us to the end of our fight result calendar, and now we're in the final stretch with the upcoming calendar. Alrighty, Wednesday, May 25th. It's not going to be televised anywhere, but it is a world title fight from the Diamond Court in Beijing, China. IBF world flyweight champion Amnat Renrong defends against former junior flyweight champion Jean-Riel Casimero. That's from Beijing, China. But on Saturday, May 28th, will be televised on Televisa in Mexico. Promociones del Pueblo from the Centro de Convenciones in Acapulco, Mexico, presents Nery Saguillan versus Marcos Vizaña Jr. at lightweight for the WBC Latino title. These guys, there's a little bit of bad blood between them. They've been talking a lot in the press here in Mexico. So we expect a full-on action fight. And from the University of St. Lasalle Coliseum in Bacolod City, Philippines, Donny Nietes defends his WBO light flyweight title against Mexican veteran Raul Rayito Garcia, while Milan Melendo takes on Maximino Flores in light flyweight. Originally, the Milan Melendo fight was going to be a rematch with Javier El Cobrita Mendoza from here from Tijuana. But for some undisclosed reason, Maximino Flores, who is from Ensenada, which is about an hour and a half away from Tijuana, takes the job. And from the SS Hydro in Glasgow, Scotland, Ricky Burns will defend his WBA World Super Lightweight title against Michele Di Rocco of Italy, while David Avenizian will defend his interim WBA welterweight title against none other than 44-year-old or 46-year-old Sugar Shane Mosley from the Gila River Arena in Glendale, Arizona. That fight will be broadcast live on the CBS Sports Network and is presented by Shane Mosley's own promotional company, Go Box Promotion. It was announced last week that the winner of that fight would have to face the winner between Keith Thurman and Sean Porter for the WBA full-fledged regular welterweight title. Shane Mosley was not too happy of that because he mentioned that Sean Porter is his friend. Sean Porter's father and trainer helps him sometimes in the gym. So Mosley's not too happy about that. So let's see if Shane Mosley ends up winning and Sean Porter ends up winning. see if they end up facing each other for that WBA welterweight title. And lastly, from the Cowboys Dance Hall in San Antonio, Texas, on Fox Sports 1, Legia Bata Promotions brings us former lightweight champion Miguel Vasquez taking on Eric Bone at super lightweight. Obviously, that's part of the Premier Boxing Champions Network. And with that said, we've reached the conclusion of Here of In the Square Circle. Before we bid adieu, we will go over the schedule of Here of the Leave It in the Ring Network. Every Monday night, we have at 4 p.m. Pacific, the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya, where they give you the latest. They're the first ones that get the first shot at what went down last week. They take on your calls. Every Tuesday, you get In the Square Circle with Felipe Leon, your 30-minute or less recap of your news, notes, fight results, and upcoming calendar. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, you get the flagship show, Leave It in the Ring, with your host David Dueñas and Gabriel Montoya, as well as a variety of different callers, as well as different co-hosts like myself, Felipe Leon. Every other Thursday, you get the 2-minute round with David Avila, Elena Baby Raw, Baby Doll Reed, and myself, Felipe Leon. Our next show will be on June the 2nd, which is every other week here, the 2-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. And then we also have periodically the technical draw with Lenny the Fight Smith. With that said, we come to the conclusion of your latest edition, your 18th episode of In the Squared Circle, 30 minutes or less, where we give you all the news and notes. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and we bid you till next week.
People of these fair isles, listen up. From this day forward, you don't need cash. Not for your morning cuppa or takeaway supper. Not for that lunchtime bap or new baseball cap. It's time to break free. To stand up and say, yes, I am cash free and I am proud.
8 chocolate eclairs, £8.80, please, love.
Oh, right, sorry.
Discover an easier way to pay with Visa Contactless. Simply touch and pay for anything up to £30 at over 400,000 places across the UK.
Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need.